A new United Nations assessment says the Gaza Strip could be uninhabitable in 5 years if the situation there doesn't improve. NPR's Emily Harris in Jerusalem reports the UN says things keep getting worse in Gaza.
The assertion that Gaza could be unlivable by 2020 isn't brand new. A different UN report 3 years ago said health and security are among many social factors jeopardized by increasingly crowded conditions in Gaza. Mahmoud El-Khafif coordinates assistance to the Palestinians for the UN Conference on Trade and Development that produced this new report. He says Gaza is going backwards. He calls it de-development.
What we are seeing is, actually, since 2007, Gaza is going through a major process of de-development, or basically reversing development.
With high unemployment for a long time, he says people lose their skills. With slow reconstruction after wars and little access to outside markets, the capacity to produce things or even purify water in Gaza erodes. But what does the report mean by uninhabitable, I asked El-Khafif. More than 1.5 million people live in Gaza, after all.
People continue. I mean, if they are forced to live in, I mean, they will live, no doubt about that. But when we say in our report that 95% of the water in Gaza, I mean, it's not drinkable, is this a livable condition?
Israel puts the blame for poor economic conditions in Gaza squarely on Hamas, the Islamist organization that has de facto ruled the Gaza Strip since 2007 and which fought Israel in 3 wars since then. Emmanuel Nachshon is with Israel's foreign ministry.
We understand that the more prosperous the Palestinians are, the better it is for them and the better it is for us. And it is very much in their hands to take a decision with regard to that.
He says the only way for real change to the Palestinian situation is to negotiate with Israel. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.